Why do you need to say your surname?
Well, because people need to know who we are.
Just Shaunamundi.
Okay.
Welcome to Big Questions, Short Answers. I'm Sean.
Hello, I'm Andy, Sean's husband, asking the big life questions.
And possibly adding a little bit of unsolicited advice.
Maybe. This podcast is brought to you by Sean's value-based online course. Visit seanjacquet.com to find out more. The last discussion was we were meant to do three ways to make your partner happy, but that kind of extended into just one, really. But so we're actually going to move on and see if we can find another way. I'm determined to get three out of this. Three ways to make your partner happy. Can we kind of
elaborate on that?
Elaborate.
Well, I can, and I'm going to upset you tremendously because I'm now going to slightly backtrack. And I did not have tongue in cheek when I was talking about cleaning the shower because I actually meant it. But if I'm going to take a little step into being very real and very serious.
Why would you want to do that?
There's a problem with the question.
Oh.
Because the reality is you've got no power to make anybody else happy. Nobody has.
Oh, okay.
In any way, shape or form. Right. I wish I did. I wish I could. I wish you could. God, I wish you could. But it doesn't work like that.
Okay.
Right. And that is, it's a fundamental belief that throughout my career, I found a lot of people believe, yeah, I am unhappy and you're making me unhappy. I want to be happy and it's your responsibility to make me happy. And it's an absolute crock. It's not possible.
Can you align
to somebody's values and support their thinking and actions and choices? Yeah, you can. The conclusion is that is what, you know, if you live a values-based life and most of the time, again, I'm in a very sort of cheeky way, I'll say 80-20 because, you know, unless you're up there with the Dalai Lama, and to be fair, he ain't perfect. You live a values-based life. That is what creates happiness. Your own happiness is built when you are living in a way that you are matching who and what you want to be and how the choices you want to make, and you feel predominantly good about who you are and the choices you make. But without bursting bubbles, and I'm hoping I'm not kind of blowing anybody's mind here, but you don't get to make anybody else happy. And it's a fool's journey. It never works.
But surely, as, you know, lifelong partner, you know, I think to myself, okay, today, you know, I'm going to make Sean happy. I'll make you a cup of coffee, or I'll get some flowers, or I'll tidy up, or do some vacuuming. Shaking your head.
Well, clearly my happiness doesn't seem very important to you. No, whatever. Because there's things.
No, I'm just, there are kind of things that I know that you appreciate. So what's the difference between that and trying to make your partner happy?
You know? Well, it's my fault because I'm sending mixed messages. So I mean, I'll completely take the blame.
Right.
Because you actually think it's going to make me happy if you let's stick with the ABCs, which are contentious, but let's be real, cleaning the house. And you, after 30-odd years of living and knowing me, are actually sitting there and saying, I do this because it makes you happy.
Well,
I want to lean over the microphone, rip the glasses off your face. I mean, what do you mean?
Well,
I mean, if I'm sending you mixed messages, it's because I'm making you think that you're making me happy. Where I'm not, I'm actually treating you like a child and patronising you and saying, oh, that's good, Andy. Well done for acknowledging that the Hoover needed to be brought out.
Oh, I know you appreciate it. I mean, of course, I like a tidy house when you, you know, do your...
When I do it, it's just like a house when I do it.
When you do the tidy house, I mean, it's great. It's immaculate. It's lovely. But I'm just looking at ways... Why does it all end up as cleaning? Where did we go wrong?
Well, again, because I have a fundamental belief. Mm. It's my journey. You're absolutely right. That is a good question.
Okay.
Yeah. Good question. Why are there some people who are triggered, and I'll even go as far as that, when the house is not clean and tidy? Mm. Well, as I'm telling you, you have to look at what your fundamental beliefs are, right? And I would go even further because I've done the work, right? And my belief was particularly weighted because my mother and my father, because of their cultural, and I would even go as far as to say their religious upbringing, yes, you know, you're living in rural Wales where there are traditional roles and responsibilities. There was a phrase my grandmother, Nana Bess, used to use when I was a little child and we'd go around family houses and I'd be shown off and all the rest of it, was a dynas glân.
Right.
Now, in Welsh, a dynas glân means the clean woman, right? Now, be under no illusion, I didn't understand the weight of that, right? But to be bestowed with the title of being a dynas glân.
Oh, you were the dynas glân.
Well, no, when you went to people's houses, my grandmother, my nana would then judge people, right? Was she not a dynas glân? Right? And if you were not a dynas glân, let me tell you, it was...
Not good.
It was not good. It was a fundamental. So as a woman, and it was a women's role and responsibilities, that's how it was seen by that generation. You know, if I needed to get a stain out of a T-shirt or I needed to get the smell of cat wee out of a carpet or I needed to do anything of that nature, you get in touch with Nana Bess because she was the oracle of how to solve problems.
She was a dynas glân.
She was a real live, you can't bend it, dynas glân. So let me come back to it. You see, you know, when you literally asked that question about cleanliness, it was very important. Now, if we're going to do real, right, my mom would get incredibly stressed and angry and they were not present memories. At childhood, because my mom worked full time, she worked as a psychiatric nurse nights on the admissions ward. You know, my mom, and I had four small children, you know, she was a very tired lady. Mom used to get very stressed if the house wasn't clean and tidy. But my understanding as I got older was because it was her judgment on herself that she wasn't a good mother, she wasn't a good wife because she didn't have a clean and tidy house. Mm-hmm. Now, I think that was probably relative. And I know that if you and I lined up our kids here now, every one of them would have anecdotal stories about me losing my shit and having a temper tantrum. And if you ask them a direct question, what would make your mom lose your temper? Every one of them would say, unclean and untidy house.
So learned behaviour.
So it's learned behaviour. And it's something that I have tried very hard to dial down. As you can see, you know, there are certain times and chapters in our lives where, and certainly in the last sort of 5-8 years, I have learned to step away from that. Mm-hmm. I've kept my environment where I live clean and tidy, but I've learned to close bedroom doors. Now, whether that was the right thing or a wrong thing to do, I don't know, but I did.
So we've ended up with doing this again. It's obviously very important. We started to move down.
Tell me what it means to you. It's all very well you sitting here lifting the mirror to me. Do you get what I'm saying?
No, it's Sean's meaning of life, not my meaning of life.
Well, let me ask you, why does it not bother you? What's your learning and beliefs?
It does.
Your learning and beliefs?
It does. Well, my mother.
What's your learning and beliefs?
My mother did. I don't think that was something that came up. It was like, I do remember you going round to my mother's house and you put a finger on the by the window and it was like full of dust.
And put your initials.
You put my initials, that's right. You put my initials. And like, we used to go there every Sunday. And like 2 months later. My initials were still there. Look, we're fascinating on this conversation of cleanliness, but we sort of run out of time again. But I'm determined to get down to kind of, you know, what you started to kind of talk about, which was about personal happiness, and maybe we'll move on to that in our next one.
Good luck with that.
Should I go and do the hoovering?
Oh, aren't we funny?
Join us next time on Big Questions, Short Answers with Sean Jacquet and me, Andy.
If you have any questions you want to ask, please send them via the website, seanjacquet.com.
If you enjoyed this podcast, please subscribe and share it with everyone you know.
We really do appreciate you sharing 15 minutes with us.
And if you want to do a bit more learning, go on to Sean's website, seanjacquet.com. There's a course on values to create the life you truly love. I did it, and it really does do what it says on the can.
See you next time.